time is 11 minutes past the hour of 8. A very, very good morning to you. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Adel Kozulski joining me in a studio this morning. And today, in a strange way, we're going to be talking about Pirkei Avot. What's that got to do with living in Messianic times?
A lot, let me tell you. So I was, you know, just scrolling through my my morning Instagram feed just to, you know, just double check.
See what's going on in the world, right?
Very quickly, you know, the quick flick of the thing. And what actually was pretty aggravating, I was going pretty fast, is that I noticed that maybe out of the 12 posts that I have, and I don't have a big Instagram following, and neither do I follow people, all it was dash cams and cameras showing, look what this person had done here, look what happened over here, et cetera, et cetera. And I always use the adage from the Baal Shem Tov that says everything you see and hear should be a lesson in your service of God. And Pirkei Avot came up, came up suddenly. And I know that it says in Pirkei Avot, know that there is an eye that sees and an ear that hears, and everything is written down in a book. And basically what Pirkei Avot is telling us is that God Almighty sees everything, hears everything, records everything, and after 120, when you get up there, you're going to get hard evidence. Like, you ain't going to say it didn't happen. You'll go, oh, it didn't. Let me just play you this recording.
Well, it's so interesting. Our generation of all generations can relate to it. Imagine trying to explain this to somebody in the 1800s.
Exactly. You
know, it'll all be recorded. Yeah, but how?
Exactly.
Now we can just say, go to your Instagram account.
Exactly. And then I thought to myself, so this idea is actually coming into the world now in a very practical, seamless, like we don't even bat an eye. Everybody understands it. Everybody knows it. And I think that is part of the Messianic redemption, because the Messianic redemption is about truth. It's about, you know, this is what is out there, and get rid of any realities that are based on false notions. Now, the best evidence one can give is, I saw it. You know, I heard it. Look, it's recorded. It's written down. Like, you can't go deny the facts. And so this idea of it now happening on Instagram, on Facebook, on all the social media platforms that we have, it's not a coincidence. It's divine providence. It's yet another brick in the in the building of a messianic reality where everything has to be truthful. And I just thought, that's why it's actually aggravating me this morning. Like, I don't really care to see there was a dash cam of a guy who had was trying to discipline his daughter because she bullied a kid at school. So he made a walk. But what did he do? He recorded her walking all the way to school.
Like, yeah, as fascinating
like
as that is. Do you really want to see somebody else punishing their children?
but it was still an amazing concept.
It is an interesting concept, because everything is, and it's becoming worse and worse. As the, you know, we were talking about it on air, it was last week, that as these cameras are getting smaller and they're becoming more accessible, now there's the dash cams, and then there's, you know, it's just everything is out there. Everything is being recorded.
And I think that that's important for the Messianic redemption, because it says when the Messiah will be revealed, he will teach Torah to everybody. It says, by Yom Hahu, on that day, Yihyeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad, God's name, God and God's name will be one. And part of that teaching is that when Mashiach comes, he'll be able to teach everybody seamlessly, like just go tell that to a person in the 1800s. He would have gone, how?
Right. Now you'll just put it on, you know. We are definitely going to hear about the Messiah arriving on Twitter. Instagram. You think it'll be the whole of social media. I'll definitely see it first on Twitter. That's where I'll catch the news.
Is that where you're going to?
Yeah. I'm not really on Instagram. I can't relate to Instagram, really. Maybe because I'm much more word-based and Instagram is much more visual. But even Twitter is that everything is recorded in words and their photos. Now you add your photos, you can add your videos, and no matter what people are doing. And in fact, it was interesting. We were at this Jewish Media Summit, and it was all about New Age media, how Israel is dealing with this. And the first night we had the dinner, the welcoming dinner, as Ezekiel's cave underneath the old city. I can't really remember exactly the history of it. And yet you walk all the way down. It was quite the women were not impressed because they were told to dress formally, and their high heels didn't quite allow it, and it was quite hot by the time you climbed down. But the worst part about it for this whole group was there was no cell phone access, which meant they couldn't Instagram it, they couldn't tweet it, they couldn't update their statuses on Facebook whilst they were there, and Michael Oren speaking and Avi Lieberman, the comedian, and nobody could do anything with that. And it brought this whole group to a complete standstill, because that's not how the new age works anymore.
Absolutely. You know, I've always marveled. There's been many, many times that I've had the opportunity to go to New York and be part of the Shluchos Kenes, which is a gathering of like 5,000 women from all over the world. And I was just actually thinking, even the other day, how that had changed. Like when I went the first time, you know, like I was just on roaming SMS, and once in a while would just drop an SMS to my husband and say, yeah, I'm alive.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and for like a week I was out of contact with my family. Then it started email, but you didn't get email to your phone. You had to go into a center. Right. And slowly and surely, by the time like I had finished maybe my 10th or 11th visit, I was sitting in a banquet, and I wanted to show my family, or like a child was on stage.
Yes, yes.
They were watching it real time, like the virtual reality ability of people from all over the place at different times and different spaces seeing it. You know, for me, that's Mashiach time, because that's what it means, is that all the boundaries and borders and, you know, things that really constricted us until now are slowly falling away, and this world is becoming one village, where at the end the reality of Mashiach can be equal for everybody at all times and all places and all spaces. It's actually an incredible thought.
It is. You know, I also always speak about it when I always think of my grandparents. My grandmother would tell the story how she left Germany and had no concept of when she would hear from her family again, because A, she didn't even know where she was going to land up. She knew which country she was going to, but beyond that, she really didn't know. She didn't know what was going to happen to them, and it took months and months to get news. Now, 10 minutes after you've landed, if your family hasn't heard from you and how you slept and what, and if you had kosher food on the plane, if they haven't heard from you within 10 minutes.
Howard, you're behind the times. Have you not flown the plane now that has Wi-Fi on the plane?
Well, thank goodness a lot of the LL flights don't. I actually like it without Wi-Fi, I have to tell you. And as connected as I am to social media and addicted, it's a wonderful thing to switch off your phone for a couple of hours. Yeah. Either way, but you're absolutely right. It's now not even 10 minutes after you've landed safe, you know, all okay.
You say, oh, gee, we're landing. It's quite turbulent.
Right, exactly. Well, that's, I'm not sure exactly right. So, yeah, we are living in very, very strange times. And as Adel Kozlowski will say, we are living in messianic times. Certainly difficult to argue and not accept that. Adel Kozlowski, are you here next week?
No, I'm not.
Oh, right.
I'm flying on one of those LL flights that have no Wi-Fi. So least, don't try to call me.
Exactly. At least it is a newer flight. Well, you have a fantastic trip.
Thank you
and
so much.
Have a safe trip.